don't read too much into this picture. If it looks kind of somber or sad or reflective, that was not my case, or not the case when I took the photo. Right behind me are my two boys. My wife, I like to let her sleep in a little bit in the morning, so I usually get up early with the kids, get them breakfast, get them dressed, and then I leave for work, and my wife takes the boys to school. So my wife is either sleeping or she's in the shower while I'm taking this photo. And this was not a somber, introspective moment. This was a chaotic moment, but you can't really see that in the picture. What you can see is this carnation sticking up out of a vase. My son got this at school, some sort of fundraiser. They're selling flowers for $1. So he picked one up and brought this carnation home. We stuck it in a vase. And I thought, man, I want to take a interesting photo of this flower, but it's just a flower. And I don't know, it didn't seem like it lent itself to any sort of like groundbreaking, earth-shattering photo other than a snapshot. And I guess maybe I could have tried to be a little more creative, maybe work with the lighting or perspective or something like that. But here we were sitting there in the kitchen eating breakfast, and I noticed the shadow of this thing on the wall. And I thought, man, that is a cool way to showcase this flower with the shadow of the flower. And you take this pretty pink carnation and you make it into a monochromatic shadow on the wall. Even the image, it looks like it's out of focus. It's not. It's just the texture of the wall combined with the texture with the slightly blurriness of the shadow. It turned out to be kind of an interesting picture. I actually did slide the vase to the right just a little bit, so, or maybe it's to the left. I slid it over one direction to get it so it was within that lower right section of the window pane, and then the carnation's poking up just to the top right. So that part was done intentionally by me to frame the vase within that box and then have the carnation in its own box. It seemed a little weird to have the vase overlapping with one of the dividers of the window and the flower like stuck in the middle of the window dividers. But other than that, this is just how it was. I took the shot from two different angles. The first one was scooted to the right a little bit. It didn't look as good. This one taken from the left, where right to my left is right to my left, just to my left is the window itself. And so taking it from this angle, somehow it seemed a little more personal, like I was really part of the scene. Whereas when I shifted over to the right-hand side, it seemed like I was more observing the scene. I don't know. It stands out as kind of interesting in the pictures I've taken because it's a flower and yet it's totally black and white or yellow and black. I don't know what you say, but there's not a lot of color here. And yet I think it's pretty clear that it's a picture of a flower. So maybe think afterwards of how can I take pictures of familiar things in unfamiliar ways? And I'm still playing around with that, trying to figure out this new idea of showcasing art. If you want to go so far as to call this art, which I don't know if I would, but how do I take something familiar and photograph it in a way that's not familiar? That's at least what I try to do here. And looking at the final result, I'm pretty happy with how it turned out, even though I didn't really know it would look like this when I planned it. So maybe that's a challenge to anyone who's listening to this. If you're kind of stuck in a rut, photographically speaking, maybe try and find something that an everyday object, but photograph it in a different way that gives it a little more life and character and vibrancy, or maybe just makes you look at things in a little different way.